Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a tremendous Thursday. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours, whether your Thursday was good, bad, or anything in the middle. Doesn't matter to me. I'm just here to make you happy, okay? I get started at this time every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be as far as Vancouver. You could be as far as Honolulu. You could be close to me in Florida. You could be in San Diego. You could be in Maine, Minnesota, Idaho. You could be in Las Vegas. You could be in Denver, Colorado right now. Maybe you're hungover. We'll get into that. I'm just glad that you're here. You can always listen to this show anytime, any place on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You could stay locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. If you're riding around in your whip, you can tune in on SiriusXM, channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart enough to just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, me, Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. Over these next 4 hours, we're going to be busy. We're going to be very, very busy. We have some potential movement in the NFL. DeAndre Hopkins has met with the New England Patriots, and New England Patriots are trying to reel him in, and it's been reported that DeAndre Hopkins is just trying to take his time. Bradley Beal is still potentially on the move, and why not? Washington has sucked forever. It's about time they get him the hell up on out of there. They're not going anywhere. We're about a month away, a little more than a month away, from NFL training camps officially being underway, and we still have no idea who's going to be on HBO's Hard Knocks. And it looks like the Detroit Lions have been asked again, and outside of the Lions, it appears that no team wants to be on Hard Knocks. I guess the NFL is going to have to force it upon somebody sooner than later. Speaking of being forced upon someone, in a few seconds, we're going to hear from Rob Manfred, as it appears that the Oakland Athletics are getting closer and closer to moving to Vegas. A funding bill was passed today to help build them a stadium, and it's going to leave the fans in Oakland with no team. And so we'll get into that momentarily. And, of course, today in Denver, Colorado, all the fans of the Denver Nuggets, almost a half million of them, last count I heard, showed up to show their appreciation and their love to Mike Malone and the Nuggets. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to discuss, some unfortunate news surrounding, and what else is new, Conor McGregor. This just sucks, man. Accused of rape during a Miami Heat game? Like, okay, I'll share that with you. And then also unfortunate news, but no surprise here as well. Antonio Brown, his team kicked out of an Arena Football League. What a shock there. But let's get some good news out the way first before I get to this Rob Manfred idiot. I don't know what else to call this man. I can call him worse. He's the worst public-facing commissioner in sports. But we'll hear from him momentarily. Let's get to the good news. It was only a few nights ago that Nikola Jokic sat at a podium upon winning an NBA championship and lamented the fact that he had to sit down or attend a parade. That Nikola Jokic had to go to a parade and he just wants to go home to Serbia. He wants to get on a plane and play water polo and ride his horses. He changed his mind today. And why not? The Nugget fans showed up. They showed out. Their own head coach, Mike Malone, I would pretty much say that he was the star of the show today. And listen to Mike Malone. He said, listen, we ain't satisfied with just winning one. We trying to run it back.
I've dreamed about this day since I got here 8 years ago. So I want to say, Nuggets Nation, I love you. Yeah. Nuggets Nation, let's do it again. We're not satisfied. We don't want one, we want two. We don't want one, we want two. We don't want one, we want two.
Yeah, Mike Malone was having a time of his life. Today, he didn't look like no damn NBA coach, okay? He wasn't there with his quarter zip. He didn't have on no slacks. He had on a T-shirt about putting it in your pipe and smoking it. He had on a baseball cap, gigantic black shades. He had on a link chain. He was living life. He was throwing back multiple beers. He was throwing around vulgarities at every chance that he could get. He was talking about Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown was standing next to him shirtless. Quite a few Nuggets running around shirtless. Not Jokic. He kept his shirt on, obviously. But Mike Malone, even when talking about Bruce Brown, he was just having a time of his life. Listen to this.
Hey, y'all tell me, is Brucey B going anywhere? Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hey, we run this back. We run this.
Yeah, the time of his life. Pretty ridiculous. And then if we continued on, when Nikola Jokic finally came up to speak, Nikola Jokic changed his mind. I told you, now he loves parades. I guess somebody told him, hey, man, you better sound different.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you, though. You know that I told that I don't want to stay on parade, but I want to stay on parade. This is the best. Yeah, this is amazing. This is we're all gonna remember this our whole lives, and when we see you guys that came out on the streets, and actually this one is for you. We love you, Denver. This one is for you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic had an additional vulgarity in there that we also couldn't share with you on the radio. But he loves bleeping parade. He loves it. And I'm sure once the parade was done, Nikola Jokic got on the first plane out of town. And so congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Congratulations to their fans. Congratulations to all of the future children that are or will be born 9 months from now. I'm sure there will be an explosion of animals named Nikola as well as children named Nikola as well. Congratulations to the Nuggets, and I hope Mike Malone is somewhere having a good nap, because I'm sure he drank enough to go out there and pass out. And it was really a tale of two cities, today at least. If you're in Denver, Colorado, you're loving life right now, right? You're loving it. If you're in the Bay Area, specifically Oakland, you're hating it right now. You really are. Today was the day that you had salt thrown in the wound that is ultimately going to be the Oakland A's just stripped from the city. The Oakland A's have been part of the Bay Area since 1968. the trash coliseum that they play in right now, the one that floods and doesn't have enough bathrooms and is falling apart. It's a concrete slab in the middle of a parking lot. It's been there since 1966. And today, the governor of Nevada, he signed a funding bill into law that will allocate almost $400 million towards the creation and building of a stadium in Las Vegas that will cost about $1.5 billion. And the future Las Vegas Athletics, all they have to do is say, here's $2 million annually to the community. And so the Oakland Athletics are just about done. They put in their forms to Major League Baseball for relocation. And this is the worst thing that would have happened today. Rob Manfred spoke in New York City. The commissioner of Major League Baseball stood up in front of a podium and does what he typically does. Spits on the fans. He does what he typically does. Just seems detached from the fan base because he is. Called the World Series trophy just a piece of junk, a piece of metal. Throughout the pandemic, this man is negotiating through the media like the fans aren't ticked off at both the players and the teams. Rob Manfred is just on another planet. He's just a lawyer. He's just a shill, whatever the hell he is. I don't know if he got a law degree. I think he does. He's just a shill. He stands up in front of the owners and he takes bullets and he gets a salary and he just says stupid things. And so, of course, after the owners' meetings and in his press conference, he spent about 22 minutes sounding like an idiot. He was first asked about the fans in Oakland, knowing that their team is going to bounce and that it's in the process of being moved. And Rob Manfred is just like, well, duh. I feel sorry for them. Listen to this.
I hear from them. You know, I feel sorry for the fans in Oakland. I do not like this outcome. I understand why they feel the way they do. I think that the real question is, what is it that Oakland was prepared to do? There is no Oakland offer, okay? I mean, they never got to the point where they had a plan to build a stadium at any site. And it's not just John Fisher. You don't build a stadium based on the club activity alone. The community has to provide support. And, you know, at some point you come to the realization it's just not going to happen.
Whoa. Why we got to beat around the bush here? Why do we have to call it the city has to provide support? That's very ambiguous for a lot of people. Just say we need them to ante up more money. We need taxpayer money to have the stadium built. We need the dollars. We need the money. The city of Oakland actually responded after Rob Manfred's comments, and they said, hey, we offered money. We offered hundreds of millions of dollars for the Oakland Athletics to stay in Oakland, and they weren't satisfied with just the stadium. They wanted money to build additional development projects around the stadium. Commercial developments, entertainment properties, and we said no, baseball stadium, not Disney World. And so John Fisher and the Oakland Athletics, they're leaving. Well, Rob Manfred, don't beat around the bush. When you say you need support, the Oakland Athletics need support, say that they wanted more money from the public. A couple of days ago, the Oakland Athletics sat in that dilapidated, falling apart piece of crap, Oakland Coliseum. And they showed up, about 27,000 of them, just to express their displeasure with what is taking place. Wearing t-shirts that say sell. Throwing crap out onto the field. Letting everybody know that, hey, you're moving the team, but we're here. And F you. This is Rob Manfred's kind of snarky response to what took place. He said, oh, yeah, well, I was actually meeting with the owner. We were having dinner.
You watched the Rays A's game on Tuesday when the fans came out for the reverse boycott?
I was actually at a dinner with the owners.
Did you read the coverage?
I did.
I saw the impression of that.
You know, I mean, it was great. It's great to see what is this year, you know, almost an average Major League Baseball crowd in the facility for one night. That's a great thing.
It was good to see for one night. It was good to see for one night when the owners pretty much like stop investing into the team. When he's been trying, and look, he's well within his right to say, hey, I want to go to Vegas. I don't blame him. But you're just spitting on the fans in the process. I'm not an advocate for violence. I'm not an advocate for anyone being physically assaulted. That's terrible. But at the reverse boycott this week, the fans tried their best to spit on the owner, hypothetically speaking. Rob Manfred didn't stop there. He continued on about the building of a new stadium and how these stadiums get built. He was asked about the economics, and there were studies, plenty of studies that have been done, that just building a stadium doesn't fix anything. Rob Manfred bristled at that thought. He said, who needs these stupid studies? Just look at the realities. Listen to what he said.
I love economics. They're great. You know, I think take the areas where baseball stadiums have been built, okay? Look at what was around Truist Park before that was built. Look at the area around Nationals Park before it was built. I lived in that city. You know, academics can say whatever they want. I think the reality tells you something else.
Oh, well, I didn't live in either. Well, I actually live here in Atlanta, so I can't say that. And I'm very familiar with K Street, where Nationals Park is at. And he's correct. There has been economic development. They have built buildings, and people live there. In the case of here in Atlanta, Cobb didn't need no damn baseball stadium. You want to talk about what things have been built? The Atlanta Braves don't even play in Atlanta proper. They play in the burbs. They play away from where the majority of the city can go see them. The Atlanta Braves play somewhere where you can't even take public transportation to go. This thing in Atlanta is called MARTA, Metro Atlanta Transit. You can't even take the train to go see the Braves. There's a whole lot of hubbub about them leaving the city and leaving a big portion of the city behind to not even be able to get to a game. You want to talk about economic impact? Where Hank Aaron used to hit his home runs is an apartment complex. It's a football stadium for Georgia State, for a college right now. What about that development? And you want to talk about K Street? Yeah, it's nice. It's called gentrification. So let's stop the nonsense. I like how Rob Manfred just conveniently stated, oh, who needs economic studies? We know what you got your degree in. It's called BS. And then this is the final Rob Manfred serving of garbage. This is the cherry on top of a crap sundae.
I hope that they stay baseball fans, whatever team they decide to affiliate with. Again, you know, I'll say it again. The piece of this particular series of events that's the most disturbing to me is the idea of fans that have supported the team, you know, losing a team. But we hate that idea.
Excuse me? Rob Manfred was asked, hey, what do you think about the fans in Oakland? And his response is, I hope they can find another team. What? Did I hear that correct? Let's just play that beginning part again. Let me hear it.
I hope that they stay baseball fans, whatever team they decide to affiliate with.
Okay, that's
again,
it.
You know,
he hopes that they stay baseball fans, whatever team they affiliate with. An Oakland Athletic fan is just going to wake up and be like, oh, yep, I love those hated Giants. Yeah, an Oakland Athletics fan is just going to wake up and go, oh, yes, I love the former division rival, Seattle Mariners. Yes. Oakland Athletics fan is going to wake up and say, oh, man, I can't wait to root for those hated Yankees. That's my new team. Can't wait to root for those Angels. Oh, yeah, the Angels that don't win anything. Rob Manfred is the worst. Somebody give this guy a class. But you know what? It's too late. There's not a class that can help him actually talk to baseball fans. There's not a class that can help him, allow baseball to communicate properly and market to its fans. There's not anything that can actually buy Rob Manfred class. But what does he care, right? He's getting his paycheck from the owners. Ain't nobody yelling at him when he walks down the street in Manhattan or goes across the country. He gets booed when he shows up at stadiums. Oh, well, hey, the check's still clear, right? I just wish that they would never, ever put a microphone in front of this dude. Because every time he opens up his mouth, he basically spits on the fans. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS, A Tale of Two Cities. Today, the Nuggets are loved in Denver during their parade. And Oakland, fans of the A's, people in the Bay, they get slapped in the face by their team and by Manfred. It's disgusting. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on these Oakland Athletics, soon to be Vegas Athletics? I'm going to take your calls, 855-212-4CBS. And then I want to tell you about someone from Vegas who hates this move. I think you'll know his name. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Just getting warmed up. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. In one city out west, they celebrate a championship. The Denver Nuggets have their parade. In another city down by the bay, out in Oakland, they get punched in the mouth. Legislation passed, a law made that will fund the building of a stadium in Las Vegas for the Oakland Athletics. Now, if things continue to go as planned, and this is just a formality now with Major League Baseball and their process of moving one team to another place, the A's lease ends next season in Oakland in the Coliseum, which would leave them or allow them to move in 2025, and they can move into a new stadium in Vegas off of the Strip, on the Strip, across the street from the MGM, for anyone familiar. They can move there by 2027. This is almost like you blink and you missed it, they're gone. The Oakland Athletics, I mean, yeah, they just came off of, what, a 7-game winning streak. Historically bad season. Owner has sold off all of the damn players, and he's been working on this for years. Someone who also isn't in favor, and I'll get to your calls in a second, 855-212-4CBS, is probably the most famous baseball player out of Las Vegas. He's not even in favor of this. His name, Bryce Harper. He said to USA Today Sports. I feel sorry for the fans in Oakland. It's just not right. They have so much history in Oakland. You're taking a team out of a city. I'm pretty sad because all of the history and all of the greatness that they have seen there. The last time we saw a team move in Major League Baseball, we know those Expos out of Montreal made their way, as Rob Manfred so noted, to K Street. They moved to Washington, D.C. They became the Nationals. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Drew is calling from Santa Rosa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to say I love listening to your show. I also love listening to the Good Shepherd. Thank you both for having me on tonight. Hope you both are doing well. I just wanted to make kind of three quick points about the Oakland Athletics. Number one, Dave Cavill, I would say about 5 years ago, stating that he was, quote unquote, now this is the president of the Athletics, rooted in Oakland. How's that turning out, right? This was post Raiders and also Golden State Warriors moving out of the city of Oakland. And now, how well is the slogan rooted in Oakland working out? Number two, Oakland did, the city of Oakland and the city council did approve funding for a stadium. Granted, it did not approve a lot of the tertiary financing for the, you know, the shopping malls and the residences, let's call it the infrastructure surrounded by the actual stadium. But the city of Oakland did approve to build a stadium with hundreds of millions of dollars at the Howard Terminal. And then number three, and this is a very simple point that was actually presented by one of the local Bay Area sports stations, which was by 95.7 The Game, yes. Willard and Dibbs show. And that
What's the point, Drew?
If you look at sports as a restaurant, right, you go to a restaurant, let's say Subway, you go to the Subway, you walk in, and you see that there is mold on the product, what do? You turn around, you walk out, and you don't purchase it. Now, the owner, Jeff Fisher, has deliberately
sold off every single player, sent guys like Olsen here to Atlanta. Yes, he has run the entire team.
That is the reason why you are the best in a business, is because you get it. Because they are – Jeff Fisher has deliberately, I mean, the whole concept of Moneyball is based off of Jeff Fisher owning a team and giving absolutely nothing.
Yes, when he took over.
The guy is a billionaire. And you know what, dude? The people have never even seen what Jeff Fisher looks like. Jeff Fisher has never even spoken about the team or being the owner of the team publicly. His minions to do it just like Dave Cavill.
Well, thank you.
That's all I have to say. I would love to take my I would love to hear your comments. Thank you, JR.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you. That's passion, man. It's passion. That's why he was rambling a little bit. It's all passion. I get it. Now, I've said this for weeks and months. He bled the team dry, okay? You think about Jeff Fisher, this guy is making money off of Gap, okay? That's what it is. Clothing, money, Gap. It's not like he founded Gap, but that's where he's getting his money from. And, yeah, he bled the team dry. And, yeah, he pretty much turned down the offer that the city gave. And Rob Manfred to stand there and say, oh, well, they needed support. Like they don't have to build a mall. That's what they basically did here in Atlanta at Truist Park. They said, here's a hotel, and here are apartments, and here's a music venue, and here's this. And they moved them the hell up out of Atlanta. 855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from Wisconsin.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight?
I'm damn good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. We heard an interesting angle about this on our local stations here about this Oakland Athletics situation. If you remember a few weeks back when Rob Manfred was in Milwaukee basically doing the same thing.
Correct.
And saying – you know, if we don't come up with like $450 million of improvements, the Brewers run the risk of being run out of Milwaukee. Well, anyhow, the owner of the Brewers, Mark Antanasio, has said that, you know, he's not going to chip in a dime to this. He doesn't believe it needs to be done. Major League Baseball has said that they're not going to chip in and help out in any way either. So it's going to all hang on us here and the taxpayers. But the interesting thing is that Rob Manfred today has named Mark Antanasio the head of Oakland's relocation committee. That is like the irony of ironies.
Well, I don't know if it's so much an irony outside of, hey, I'm going to give you a bone. That's it. That's it.
No,
I think everything in Wisconsin is so far away in regards to about 5, 7, 8 years that it's an early threat. Are the Brewers going to leave Milwaukee? I don't see it happening, and so
no.
I wouldn't read too much into it right now with him being the leader of the relocation. At this point in time, everything is basically rubber stamped, so I wouldn't drive too much into that. Thank you, Matt, for calling from Wisconsin. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get more of your calls on the line, and then I also want to tell you about the PGA and LIV. I know the U.S. Open has gotten started out in Los Angeles, but the PGA and LIV, they're also still in the news. I know Major League Baseball is strong-arming a lot of folks when it comes down to the Oakland A's going out to Vegas, but it looks like the U.S. Justice Department is trying to put their hands on the PGA Tour because of this deal with Saudi-funded LIV Golf. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. I'll give you an update there.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight. I'm glad you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about the Denver Nuggets and their parade. We have talked about the Oakland Athletics going to Vegas. Rob Manfred, his response to that during the MLB owners meetings today. And then I also told you, and I'm going to get back to your calls in a second, 855-212-4CBS, that's not the only controversial thing going on in the world of sports right now. You know, the U.S. Open is going down in Los Angeles in the golf world. But this PGA and LIV merger is still under a ridiculous amount of scrutiny. The U.S. Justice Department is probing this merger. The Antitrust Division has pretty much told the PGA Tour it wants to take a look at the merger and how it came to be and why it's coming to be. And it was already under investigation pretty much because they were investigating whether or not the PGA was engaging in anti-competitive behavior, you know, banning, you know, former PGA golfers who decided to go ahead and join LIV. And so this is still under scrutiny. The hypocrisy of it is pretty glaring. We all know that. Jay Monahan, I think I told you last night, two nights ago, that he is out, the commissioner of the PGA. He's out with an undisclosed medical issue. You know, whether it's stress or he just needs a vacation or his blood pressure went through the roof or there's another health issue, we have no idea, but it is certainly very interesting timing. And so all of this going on with the PGA and LIV is not going away. Some of the more recent reports also say that LIV might shut down at the end of the year. And a lot of the PGA golfers who refuse to go over to participate in LIV Golf and who turned down money, that they would be compensated. I don't know what those financial packages will look like, but they will be compensated and rewarded for sticking around, and as they should. It was only about last week that Rory McIlroy, he said, yeah, they had us out here being sacrificial lambs, sticking up for the PGA for them to ultimately merge with LIV. This is what Rory said last week.
It's hard for me to not sit up here and feel somewhat like a sacrificial lamb, feeling like I've put myself out there and this is what happens. Again, I see how this is better for the game of golf. There's no denying that. But for me as an individual, there's just going to have to be conversations that are had.
Yeah. Well, now we see the U.S. Justice Department is looking into what went on and what happened and why. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Todd is calling from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, let's get down to business here and talk about a couple of topics that you're hitting on. Manfred, by the way, I'm gonna hit on baseball, but I want and I'll close with something positive about baseball. But let me say something about LIV and the PGA. All you had to say was that LIV made us an offer we couldn't refuse. Okay? LIV made us an offer we couldn't refuse. And that's what you should have said. And that's what the guy should have said. And he should have published the offer. What are they paying? They paying $200 million to join the PGA and split the profit? What's the deal? Put the deal on the table so everybody can see what the freaking deal is. And let's know that our players, the American players, the greatest players in the world, from Tiger Woods on down, okay, that what they're getting paid and what they're doing, because they run the – without the players, there is no PGA. There is no LIV. There is no nothing. Okay, so I want to see the deal, and I want to see it on the table, and I want to tell the Justice Department, okay, you got enough to worry about. You just want your cut of the pie, okay? It's like the mafia coming in. You ain't got no business. What is the deal? And let's see Tiger Woods, and I want to see Tiger and Rory see the deal so that they can read it and see if the PGA players, the greatest players in the world, either one down to Ricky Fowler or someone else who you think is a junk who could go out there and shoot a 62, okay, and set a record on a day like today. I want to see what they're getting paid, because I want all the Americans.
Todd, what is your last point in 20 seconds?
Manfred is a disaster, okay? All he has to do is drop some base to some of these baseball highlights, and you'd have the African-American community going to baseball and see a baseball game. And by the way, I don't want to see another Latino player on PEDs getting playing in the major leagues. No, you're shipped out, and we don't want to see you again. Dwight Gooden in my high school class of 82 in Tampa, Florida, was Luis Gonzalez at short, you know, the one who beat the Yankees, and Fred McGriff with 490 homers at first base. And our arch rival was Dwight Gooden, who won the World Series for the Mets. Manfred, you're a disaster, and you're fired. Stan, and thank God for our Tampa Bay Rays, the greatest team in baseball. Peace.
Thank you, Macho Man Randy Savage, for the disaster call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Bob is calling from Hawaii. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. I enjoy your show every afternoon. And Las Vegas or Nevada, because of the no taxes, every team that goes there is doubling their income just by going there. And then on the PGA, you think the women's liberation people would be upset about Saudi Arabia, you know, organizing.
Well, it's the PGA. We haven't heard a damn thing about the LPGA, so I wouldn't sweat that too much. And I can't fault anybody for going out to Las Vegas. I don't care if it's a player, if it's a team, if it's a league, but not at the behest of a place that's already been well-established for the better part of 50 years now. Bob is calling from Northern California. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. I was just driving home from seeing that A's game today. I live 150 miles away, and I always make trips down to see them. And I've been a fan since the 60s. And I guess when they're gone, I'm not a baseball fan anymore. I have been to Giants games. It cost $400 to take me and my wife to a Giants game. Today I paid $25 for a second deck ticket. And everybody complains about the old, rundown stadium, but doesn't bother me. Looks fine, and they play baseball there, and that's all I care about.
What do you say when Rob Manfred makes a point of, I feel sorry for the A's fans, and hopefully they can just find a new team to support? What are your thoughts when he says that?
It's just dollars and cents.
Okay.
So
you're just gonna quit being
an A's
fan? Are you gonna watch baseball? Are you just gonna quit?
No, I think I'll probably be done with baseball when they're gone. So.
Okay. Thank you, Bob, for calling from Northern Cali. He's just like, yeah, I just go with the flow. Tim is calling from Modesto, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, are you there?
I'm loud and clear. Go ahead, quickly.
Hey, I've been to a lot of A's games there in Oakland, and there's a couple things that people aren't really looking at. They have a lot of good parking. They got a rail system that brings you right to the ball game. Yeah, the stadium is a mess, but hey, why can't they take a year or whatnot to revamp it, to make it better? No one's mentioned that, and I'll listen to your output on that and go from there.
Well, thank you, Tim. Appreciate you for calling from Modesto. I would say, unfortunately, is not the word. They're not building stadiums in parking lots anymore. You are 1,000,000% correct. From where Oracle Arena is, that whole facility there in the middle of, not the middle of nowhere, but it is really in the middle of nowhere. It is a lot of parking. The rail does go right there. You are 100% correct. But that's not where they want stadiums. Teams want to be able to make money off of everything surrounding the stadium. Basically to have a city built just for the team, or an economic development area just for the team. That's not happening where the Coliseum is. And so you're correct. Is there a lot of parking? Yes. Can you take BART out there? Yes. Yes, you can. But are you going to build condos? No. You going to build a mall? No. They're not doing any of that. They would have been better off doing that over by the water. And that's what the city refused to spend more and more and more and more to do. And your point about renovating the Coliseum, that would cost probably just as much, if not more, than just building a new one. And now they're going to move into the smallest stadium reportedly in baseball, 30,000 people. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, we're going to talk more about something positive. The Nuggets parade, something bad with Conor McGregor. It's balance, folks, here on CBS Sports Radio.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined, and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.